How do you make a warehouse? Ma oitzer, zerochav milmata. A warehouse used like a silo. On the bottom, it's very wide. The kotzim milmala. The higher you go up, the more narrow it gets till it comes to a pyramid, like on top. Is today why? The lekablas ateris, that the heavy weight should be on the bottom, and as you go up, it gets narrower and narrower. Is after ish, the same thing in ish is created like that. Rechova milmata, on the bottom, she's more wider. Ukisora milmala, as it goes up, she gets more skinnier. The lekablas of vlad. Then it should be a good base kibbul in order to lekabel the vlad. That's called vayivin Hashem created her like a good base oitzer. Fighter. Vayivieho. The Eibishter brought Eis Chava to Adam Rishon. Vayivieho El Adam. Melam Eis Mir, we learn, Sheosa Kodesh Baruch Hu Shezvinas L'Adam Rishon. Like a Kodesh Baruch Hu was the good man to Adam Rishon. It's Veshasta Chasna, Hamo, you're supposed to have the Chasna's friends should be with him. That's called the Shezvinas. And the Eibishter was Adam's good man. Shrashi Shezvinas, Shenishtadol De Bechisunai, Lissamche, Lissasik Betzorche Yisudas Chupa. As the Eibishter was Mesader, took care of the chuppah, the suda chasna for Adam Rishon. Mikan, from here we learn out, legodol sheyaseh shesvinas lekotin, that a big person should still help out even a smaller person for shaseh chasna. Real yerulah, you shouldn't feel bad about it. Like it's not the COVID for me to help out a young person. No, here the Eibishter went to help out Adam Rishon. Vital leman the yom apartzif, the one that says that Adam was first created with two faces. One was his, one was Chava. For the Gemara, Haimanayel Sagibresha. Which face was in front of him, and which face was in back of him? Om Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Mistar for the Svar goes, the Zohar Sagibresha. That about the Odom's face, the Zohar, was in front. And the wife, Chava's face, was in back. The Tanya, Lo Yehalech Odom Achure Isha. A person should not walk in back of a lady. The Derech in the Derech. Vafilhu Yishto, even as his own wife. Nizdamna Lagesher, you meet her on the river, on the bridge, is Yisakhen with Sodin. Make sure to go to the sidewards, don't go in back of her. For Choloiver Achura Isha, Benor, whoever goes in back of an Isha when she's Benor in the river, not she's little, she's not sneezed then, is Ainla Chelik Lelamabu. You don't have Chelik Lelamabu. Sakoponim, a man should not go in the back of an Isha. So here it's not Mistarva that Adam Rishon's face was in back and Chava's face was in front. Because then Adam would always be going in the back of Chava. So it's more in the star where that Adam Rishon's face was first, and then Chava was in back. Still it's a gnai to walk in back of your wife. She's in front of you. Mamela, go in front of him. Benor, the Madia Lamona, she has to lift up her clothing, or Mistaka with sorrow. Ovacious Ishkomer. If you look at Ovacious Ish, it's Ein Lechelik Lelamabo. Tona Rabbonin. Hamaratzim moyis lisha. If you're counting out money, giving money to an isha, miyodoy liyodoy, from your hand to hand, or miyodoy liyodoy, or you're getting the money from her hand into your hand, v'shvil shiyistakobo, the reason why you're giving her the money is you want to look at her, is afilu daimel Moshe Rabbeinu, shekibul Torah me'asinai, afilu you're a chash of a person that knows kol Torah kulu like Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yinakim dinah shegehenim. You won't be saved from Gehenim. The Olav HaKosavayim on him, the Pasuk says, Yad liyad lo yinaki ruah. That means lo yinaki won't be clean, midina shergehenim. Yad liyad means that if you're looking at the Isha's hands, and Rashi says, Yad liyad, hamaratze liyad liyad, afil hui kemay moshe, shekibul terem yadakash baruchu, is still you won't be safe from Gehenim. And you shouldn't look at an Isha, an Isha's Ish. The mistakel. Stakelus means you look with a lot of hanor, like to enjoy it. In the stakel. Re is just looking, and a stakel means you're steering a lot. Omer Rav Nachman, Menoyach Amoretz Oye. Menoyach was an Amoretz. Shenem of the Pasuk says, Vayokam Vayelach Menoyach Achro Yishtoy. Menoyach got up, and he walked in back of his wife. Since he walked in back of his wife, he's an Amoretz. And the morning before, you're not supposed to walk in back of your wife. You should walk in front of him. Maskel Lor Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman Al-Kasho, Maskel Lor Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Elo Meyatoy Bazoi, Gabi Yalkona, it says the same postek by Yalkona. Yevseh Vayelech Elkona Achro Yishtoy. It says Yalkona walked in back of his wife. His Hochinam, you want to say, was Namoritz. And we know Fakir, he was the father of Shmuel Hanovin. He was a Choshev Yid. His Hochinam, you want to call him a Namoritz. Vayetav Gabi Elisha, the same thing by Elisha, the postek says. Yevseh Vayokam Vayelech Achreho. He went up and he walked after the Isha. His Hochinam, you want to call him a Namoritz? Elo, the chat is like this. Achre Devoreho. It doesn't mean literally that they walked in back of the lady. It just means they did what the lady told them. Vayokem Yelech Achrem means she told him to go, and he listened, he went. And the same thing by Elkanah. Elkanah listened to the dvarim of his wife. So it could be the same shot by Menoyach. That's what it says, Vayelech Menoyach Acharishtoin. It just means he listened to his wife. And that's mutter. You're allowed to listen to your wife. Yezochinami, Achri, Devarel Vietzosan. If even Menoyach was not an Amoritz, Menoyach might have didn't walk in back of his wife. It just means he did things up in the eighth of his wife, and that's mutter. Right, Omer of Ashi, Olamai di Omer of Nachum Menoyach Amoritz. Right, the Havamina, that Menoyach Mamish walked in back of his wife, so he called him Amoritz. You should know, Afilo de Rav Namilakorah. He did even learn Chumish in the Cheder. The Yechsev, because the Posseg in the Chumash and Bereshit says, Vatokam Rivka, Vanaro says, she got up, Vatyakavna la Gemalim, and she rode on the Gemalim, Vatelachna Achreish, and she went in back of the man, Tzadiyak Vloilof Nayish, that the lady should not walk in front of the man, nor forget, the men should walk in front of the ladies. As I said, often the Posseg, the male not only was an Amoritz, he didn't even know Chumash. Omer Rabbi Yechonin, Achrei Ari Vloy Achreisha. You have to walk in the back of an isha, better off walking in the back of a lion than walking in the back of an isha. Because the pshat is, you walk in the back of an isha, if I see you mistake, you look at her, and you get a yetzara, you have a type of fuznus. So maybe you're better off walking in the back of a lion, you don't get any type of fuznus, than walking in the back of an isha. Om Reb Yechin, Achri isha, boy Achri abodes kechovin. But it's better to walk in the back of an isha than to walk in the back of abodes kechovin. Because then you'll be mamshech bosa avoid the zorah. That's the worst zach, to be mamshech after avoid the zorah. And achrei avoid the shkachovim, v'loi achurei beis hakneses v'shoshem espaulim. It's kedai to walk in the back of a beis avoid the zorah than to walk in back of shul v'shas the shibur's espaulim. Like we had the din gemara in brochis, it's called the b'zoyin hatzibur. When the shul is davening, there were a lot of tannoyim for this. There has to be, there's only one door, and it's this man, they're davening, and there's only one shul in the town. So if you walk by there and don't go in, it looks like you want to be mevazeh the Beit HaKnesses. But if there are two shuls there, there's no bizui, because we say you're not going in here, because you have another shul. Or if you have two doors, it's also mutter. Right, the Rami Yom Yaver Lozer, Kol Oysan Hashonim, Shoy Adam Harishim Benidui. All the 130 years that Adam Harishim was Benidui, that means after he did the chet, the eighth from the eighth Adas, the Eivish to put him into Nidui. So for 130 years he stood Benidui. Is Hoylid, those 130 years he created, Ruchin, V'Shedin, V'Lilim. Different type of Mazikim, different type of Shedin. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vayichi Adam, Shaloshim U'Mashonam, after 130 years that Adam lived, Vayolid B'Demusay Kitzalmoy. Then he gave birth, he had a regular child. Nechlal Tzadiyuk, the Yad Idn, until now, Lav Kitzalmoy Oylid. Hitaka had things created, but if they weren't to tell him of an Adam, they were like Mazikim and Shedim, that's what he created. For the Gemara Meisvei, he was a tremendous chosid, tremendous tzaddik, Adam Rishon. Kiven shirosh and nipnesu misa yodei. Once he saw, he realized he did the chet, he ate from the eighth adas, so the Yebishta gave a kenas to be misa now, is Yoshev v'taynes, he sat v'taynes, meyo shloishim shona. 130 years he sat v'taynes. Some it means that he didn't eat in the daytime, the summer of 98, otherwise he couldn't live. He had 130 days, he had a din tainus on him. Upirish manisha. He didn't have any tashmish with his wife. Meyo shloishim yoyim. Fehelo zarzi tainim abasoroi. And all he wore for clothing was just the leaves of the tainim. Meyo shloishim shona. Fehelo zarzi tainim abasoroi. Meyo shloishim shona. Like 130 years, he gave himself yisurim by only wearing leaves of the tainim. So here you see he was a tzaddik. So how could you say he was moiled the shadim and ruches raw? And the more ki karminan who the shichva zera the chos liyinsay. That means Avadi was a tzaddik, but liyinsay by accident he saw shichva zera, and that shichva zera came out of him created these mazikim. So it's not a theory. He was a chos, he was a tzaddik, but the liyinsay the zera came out, and from that was created these ruchim and shadim. V'yom Rabbi Yemiya bar Ben Elozim miksa shvacha shalodim oimim b'fonav. You're allowed to say a little bit shvach in front of the person. But not in front of him, then you can say as much as you want. What's the raya? Miksa shvach b'fonav d'chsiv. Ki oischor isi tzadik b'fonai. But dor hazeh. It says by Noyach, the Eivish is to be a tzadik in this door. Of a kulash lay b'fonav, not in front of him, then you can say much more. The Yisiv, the Pasuk says, Noyach ish tzadik, tomim hoye b'deroysef. Here it says much more. This Pasuk is shlay b'fonav. Here we said much more. But b'fonav, the Eivish only says, ki oischor isi tzadik.
The Yom Rabbi Ben Elazar, my disciple, what the pasuk say? Vine Ola Zayas Tarpefiya. When the Yoni went out from the Teva, he came back with a leaf of a Zayas an olive tree. Is Omri Yoin Lofne Kodesh Bochu. The Yoin is set in front of Hashem. Rebornish Lelum. Yeim is Zoinoi Sain Merurim Kizayas. I don't care if the food I get could be bitter like a Zayas, like an olive tree. Of Akoponu and Mesurim Biyotcha. I want it to be up to you. You should be my Bailim. You should give me the food. Vial Yiyo Mesukin Kidvash. But I shouldn't have Gishmak of food, sweet like honey, with clean Bidei Basabadon. But I have to come on to a person to give it to me. Hey, they're not as good as you. The Eibishter is a big Baal Rachamim. He's reliable. He gives you the food. He'd rather be Samech on the Eibishter than to be Samech on Biyad Basabadon. See if Hawk Edapos says Torah. It says that the Yoina came back with a Zayas Torah. The Apostle initially says, Hakrifein Lechem Chuki. That was my panosa I want to get from the Eibishter. The Yom Rabbi Yemeh Ben Elazar. Kol Bayis Shenishmoyim by Dibre Torah Balayla. Any house that they learn Torah there at night time, Shuvein Lechem. That house won't be destroyed. It's a school not to be destroyed. Shenem of the Apostle says, V'loi Omar Ayeya Loikai, Oisoi Noisein Zimaris Baloyla. How they give me Zimaris Baloyla, I mean they sing, they say Torah at night time, that will be a Shemira. The Yom Rabbi Yimei Ben Elazar, Miyoyim Shechorav Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav, is Dayli Olam. Now it's enough for the world, Sheyishtamash B'Shtei Oisiyas. When you want to call Hashem, it's enough to call him Ko. Yud Kei, that's enough of a shame to call a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hez Bezman, they had the Beis HaMikdash in Levi'im, said Duchnin, they had to say the Shem HaMafarish, or the Chav Beis Oisiyas, they had to say the Dalar Oisiyas. But now that there's no more Beis HaMikdash, it's enough to say the word Ko. Shenema, the Pasuk says, call on Neshama. Any Neshama that wants to say Hallel to Hashem, Taloko, Hallelujah. It's enough to give Hallel to Hashem with the word Ko. The Rashi says, Dayi Luyolim Shishtamash Bishnei Beis Oisiyos, Bishen Beis Oisiyos, Bein Leshavech Lefonov, Bein Levorech Ish Eschaverin. Whether you want to give Shvach to the Ebishto, or give a bracha to your friend, you can use the word Ko. The Yaksiv, call on Neshama, Taloko, Kleimer. Zeh Hashem, Shekol HaNeshama Kula Roy L'Shtamish Boy. Any person can use the shame. Michlal, the shame Bein Abo Oisiyos, the shame of Hashem of Beis Oisiyos, the shame HaMafarish, or the real name of Hashem, Loy L'Chol HaNeshama Nitin. That's not given for anybody to use. Elo L'Kahan and Bilvad. The Yaksiv L'Vorech V'Shmoy, Oksiv V'Shamo Eshmi HaMyuchidli. So when can you use the shame HaMafarish? Only in the Beis HaMikdash. So now that the Beis HaMikdash is Chorev, you could use Ka, that's enough of Hashem's name. V'yom Rabbi Yirmiyo Ben Elazar Nizkal Kula Bavu. When Bavu got its klola, Nizkal Kula Shcheneho. The Shchenem, the neighbors, also got a klola. Nizkal Kula Shemron. When Shemron got its klola, Nizbaruchu Shcheneho. The Shchenem got a bracha from it. What's the raya? Nizkal Kula Bavu, Nizkal Kula Shcheneho. The Siv V'samtiho L'moirash Kipoid V'yag Meimoyim. I'll make it swamps of water. Now swamps of water doesn't help anybody. It's even bad for the neighbors. Is Niskalkula, so the neighbors also got klola. No, there were swamps, so swamps are bad for the neighbors also. Mashenki Niskalkula Shemron, when Shemron got his klola, Nizborcha Shemeho, its neighbors got a brocha. You see, the prophet says, the Samti Shemron Laya Soda, I made it like a forest. Lemite Keren, I made it like a nice, it used to be a